too loud?
Welcome to Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. This is Experience Points. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
And we are the co-hosts of Experience Points.
Yeah, that's what we do. We host and co-host.
This is the show where we geek out about, you know, a lot of stuff. Games, movies, technology, other geek and nerd related stuff. I mean, whatever we really want.
We try not to get too fangirly, but it's hard.
We are some fangirls. Yeah. And I'm going to tell you what, this is a show for the people, for the nerd people specifically.
Nerd and geek people. Of the nerds, for the nerds, by the nerds.
Yeah, we're pretty nerdy. We're pretty geeky.
Geeky up in here.
I mean, we discuss like what was better, the 3 or the 486 processor. And if you don't know what that means, you probably aren't geeky or nerdy enough.
No.
We got some websites. Talk to me. We got some websites.
Man,
you need to check them
geek
out.
Stuff. The internet is a big thing these days.
You know, it's actually catching on. More people have it. They're actually talking about making fast lanes.
I'm going to say I called it in 1992. The internet was going to be a thing.
Oh, I thought you called net neutrality.
I called net neutrality. I'm like, that's going to suck.
That's going to be awesome. Oh, no, it's not. What's the website, Bear?
Oh, the website. That's exppoints.com. Don't forget, double tap that P.
That is like a hub for all of our stuff,
yeah,
really.
It's nice. You remember whenever you used to have to type www?
Yeah.
Actually, even had to throw in the HTTP protocol.
Right. Man. Back with Netscape Communicator and the other, I can't remember, IE like 4.
AOL browser.
AOL the browser, not AOL the service. Mm-hmm. If you have either of those,
I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, but a browser.
We also have some social media. We've got Facebook, which is facebook.com/experiencepoints. Twitter, you can follow us at exp_points.
Are you asking? I was going to say, like, it's exp_points.
I was going to say hashtag exp underscore
no,
points.
No, it's at.
But
it's
yeah,
Twitter.
It's
get
at.
With it.
We also have
youtube.com/exp_points.
That's the exp points channel on YouTube. We have a bunch of videos up, most notably the new videos for, I think, the Destiny Alpha were posted. They should be posted by now.
Yeah.
If they aren't, we will post them. But we'll talk about that later. You can also get all of our past radio shows.
And who wouldn't want that?
It's good. You know, if you've got a few, I'm saying like all of our past radio shows, probably like 2 gigs, maybe 2 or 3
Man,
gigs.
Just download that.
You can download that. Everyone's got that on their phone. Even like
how many floppies is that?
1.44
meg.
No, like over 2,000. That's like
about
2,000.
Just go buy you some floppies. Get us on there.
But our past radio shows are on iTunes and on Stitcher. You just have to search for the Experience Points Radio Show. And we'll come up.
It's very important to add the radio show to the end.
Yeah, radio show.
That way you get us.
They
do have some other losers.
They have another Experience Points podcast.
Those losers.
Well, they've been doing it for like a few years. I mean,
yeah.
They're like on episode
like
500 or whatever. But
we could be on episode 500 tomorrow if you want to record all night.
Oh, we don't have that time.
Yeah, we do. Make it happen.
We'll never ever have to
make
show
it so.
Up again. But you could also get all of our past radio shows on the website, exppoints.com. Just go to radio show and download all of the things.
And listen to us,
because we're pretty cool. We're cool. We're fantastic. We feel fantastic.
I feel fantastic. Fantastically fantastic, guys, is how I feel.
In fact,
we feel
magic.
So good at this.
We're so fantastic that we're going to play a song
like
from
Mr. Fantastic.
This is I Feel Fantastic by Jonathan Colton. You're listening to Experience Points on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM, KSLU.
Get up early when it's now, right now.
Welcome back to Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM, KSLU. This is Experience Points, and as always, I'm MG.
And I'm still Red Bear.
That was I Feel Fantastic by Jonathan Colton. We do feel pretty fantastic,
I'm always feeling
as
fantastic.
We were saying. So fantastic. We're going to tell you why we feel so fantastic. We're going to tell you what we did last week, the past weeks. Red Bear, you know, you play any games? You do anything cool?
Let's see.
I know you have some hardware coming
in. I got some hardware in, actually.
Oh, yeah, it came
in. Yeah, so that was, I guess you could say, fun or cool. Turns out, learn something new. I feel dumb, but turns out Windows does not like 4 terabyte hard drives.
What?
Yeah, only likes 2 terabyte max.
Really?
So yeah, I got 2 4 terabytes in. I was going to do a RAID 1 array and threw it in there, and it said I had 1.6 terabytes of free storage. I'm like, that's wrong.
That's nice.
Yeah, so I looked at it, have to go in, you have to format it when the Windows set up and stuff and do some magic and hit it with a hammer, and eventually you get your 4 terabytes.
Oh, okay.
Out.
I'm like, do you have like 2 2-terabyte RAID 1 partitions?
No, you got to hit it with a hammer, and eventually you can get it. I mean, it's just some hoops you have to jump through.
I have never heard of hitting it with a hammer making it better. I usually just feel better after I hit it, but it never works again.
Yeah. Always hit Windows with a hammer.
That's good.
Been playing a little bit of WoW, trying to get back into that. And,
you're trying to get back into it.
You know, it's kind of a thing I'm doing. Basically, it's life, ponies, WoW balance.
It's like a lifestyle type of change. Like, Like, yeah, you know, I'm playing a little bit of WoW. It's like, yeah, I'm doing a little bit of crack. I'm just, you know, shooting a little bit of heroin.
Just why not? A little bit, though.
I'm almost on WoW. You know,
I'm not a junkie or anything.
I was about to say, I'm not hating. Like,
I can quit whenever I want, man.
I play WoW as well. Well, but you've already paid for the month, so you might as well play a lot, right?
I already paid for 6 months.
Oh, what? Dang, see? Well, awesome.
No going back now.
Awesome.
So what have you done?
I have been playing a ton of Destiny. I've been playing. I played all the way, leveled all the way through level 8, which is like the max. There's a max in the alpha. PS4 apparently was the only one that got the Destiny alpha from E3. So whenever it released, I got in.
Cool.
I felt like Jeff Bridges when I said that just now. Like one day, boom, 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 boom. I got in. Dun, 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 from the Tron
intro.
Tron intro. We should theme.
God, I want to watch that movie again.
We should theme our shows. It's not as good as you remember. I promise.
No.
Olivia Wilde's awesome, but
well, obviously.
And
Daft Punk has that cameo.
Yeah, and they did all the music, and that's cool too.
That's cool. The soundtrack's great. Why don't we feature them some point?
We do. We do.
Yeah, let's do it again.
The Tron remix, whatever. Remix anyway, so I played Destiny, and it was pretty cool. And I got into the Hardline beta. We both actually are in
actually,
the Hardline beta.
I got into the Hardline beta on the way over, so I guess I'll go home after the show and download that.
Yeah.
And maybe we can talk about that next week.
Yeah, I
hear it's Cops and Robbers.
It's Cops and Robbers. You know, a big complaint that people are having that I didn't play, let's put it this way, I played like 8 times as much Destiny as I did Hardline, mainly because Destiny's alpha was supposed to close Monday morning or Monday at midnight or whatever. It's still up a little bit. They're doing some creepy business where they're data mining some stuff and they're changing the values on the servers.
They're browsing your browser history.
Well, I mean, it's a PS4. What are you doing on the PS4?
What aren't you doing?
Well,
yeah,
playing a lot of games.
Well, they'll know now. Man, that was cold, Matt.
You know, they just don't have a lot of games for anything.
No, that's why I'm
right
PC
now.
Gaming Mastery still.
I know.
Current. I mean, and I got the 3DS.
I
play my Pokemon.
I was playing earlier today and a little bit yesterday. I was playing some of The Witcher 2. I'll stand by it. If you have not picked up The Witcher or The Witcher 2, The Witcher 1, it's hard depending on what type of like hardware platform or software platform you have. I game on a Mac, and I know it's a weird thing for some people.
What?
Well, you can game on a Mac. The Witcher's cross-platform is built that way.
Wow. Yeah, I know. Today, remember 10 years ago?
Man, like you're gaming on a Mac.
Gamer.
Congratulations, you're playing like.
I think you can play Unreal. I think Unreal was released on the Mac.
Maybe. I know Descent was.
Descent was.
Because that was like one of the only games.
Well, that was one of the big things about Descent.
Marathon.
That's more than 10 years ago. Dude.
Marathon.
We're in 2014
was.
Now. Think about that.
Man, I can't. Halo was. Halo, the first Halo was released on the Mac.
Was it?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Weird.
But not Custom Edition, just Halo 1.
Yeah.
Okay, whatever. So, yeah, no, I was playing The Witcher 2, and I realized, you know, they have mega sex in that game. Like,
mega sex.
Girls are just like, there's no ugly girl either. I feel that's a little.
Wow, now we know what.
I'm going to take reverse sexism on that because.
Reverse sexism.
Because there's some pretty ugly dudes, but there's never an unsexy woman. In The Witcher 2 specifically, and if there is, I haven't seen like the brothel, like, you know, Game of Thrones reject cast member over on the other side, like
Game of Thrones rejected cast member.
Right, like I feel like, you know, everyone in that one's
mostly
pretty.
Actually, now you got me thinking about that girl or whatever that, you know, applied for the brothel position, and
right.
They're like, oh, I'm sorry, you can't be in Littlefinger's brothel.
No,
you're
not
just
today.
Not gonna make the cut. You're,
honey. We grade A brothel material.
Speaking of just geek stuff that's not really related to video games, I find. Finally organized all my pony cards.
Yeah?
Yeah. I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 boxes. That's a lot of cards.
Congratulations. You just counted to 6.
I did.
Awesome.
I had to count a lot higher because the card numbers go like to 100 and something. It's ridiculous.
Is this this isn't the first card game you played, right?
No. Well, in high school, I was really into Magic the Gathering.
Yeah.
A lot of people are still into that. I don't know. I'm just one time money sink at a time.
I've played a little bit of Hearthstone.
That I saw that I can play that.
That's the free Blizzard,
yeah, the Blizzard thing.
Well, I say it's free. It's one of those like microtransactions.
That's how they get you.
In-game transactions.
Like when I installed WoW, I was like, hey, you can play Hearthstone.
Hearthstone's pretty nice. Like you get an in-game mount when you play Hearthstone and beat the tutorial mission or whatever.
Cool.
It's not a bad game considering that it's free.
Free is always good.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. I did end up playing, and this is super geeky even for me because I don't do things like
turbo
this.
Nerd.
I've turbo nerded out. I played my first Dark Heresy game. Dark Heresy is like tabletop.
Okay.
And
I downloaded Tabletop Simulator.
Oh,
if
what?
That makes you feel better.
You're what? You can't do that. That's
yeah,
not
you
a.
Can.
Okay.
It's hilarious to play with, by the way. You should totally
I'll take a look at it.
Yeah, it's like it's $15. It's probably not worth $15, but
Dark Heresy is in the Warhammer 40K universe.
Okay.
And it's really in the grim dark future, as it were. I'm playing a techno priest.
Nice.
Not techno priest, a tech priest. Techno priest.
I like
different.
Techno priest, you know, like rave priest.
Yeah, I got neon all over me.
All hell the wubs.
The night was going pretty good. We spent, I think, two real world hours fighting a 15-minute fight against a cyclone of vortex of doom or whatever. And
nice.
Then demons started calling out each of our names, and I wasn't cool with that because we had a pretty awesome game master. He had like music, you know, he had like speakers, and he was playing like the Silent Hill soundtrack, which was it was awesome ambiance, awesome good environment, super creepy. Couldn't sleep that night.
Nice.
Or the requisite night.
Anyway,
but we're going to go ahead and we're going to test it out. We're going to do a second game Friday, and I guess I'll talk to you about that. But my first interaction with real tabletop,
actually did
well.
If you're looking for an intro to tabletop, Star Wars has a tabletop that we've played a few rounds of with my roommate.
Do I twist my ankle on the set of Star Wars, the tabletop game?
What?
Like Han Solo? In case you didn't know, that's what Harrison Ford did. He's like, in the Millennium Falcon.
Oh, yeah. I was wondering how he injured himself.
Hurts himself on the set of the Millennium Falcon.
Star Wars Edge of Empire, I believe that's the name of it.
Okay.
Anyway, it's a really great tabletop, good intro. It's not complicated. It's not like D&D, like you're going to go crazy trying to figure out the rules.
Yeah, I had to go to like a character creator and like look at all the different things. It's like, roll this die. And I'm like, I don't have any die. And then he's like, you can go online. They have like virtual die,
virtual
but you want to get your real die. Like you, because
that's part, yeah. You want to do as little on a computer as possible. There, I keep my character sheets on a computer because it's just
you can edit them. You don't have to erase. And,
and there's also some fan-made .NET app for the Star Wars game.
Oh, that's nice.
For character creation.
I know he was talking that, you know, it's funny stories about veteran tabletop players that, especially of D&D and games like that require a lot of dice.
I was there for D&D release 2.
Well, he was telling me about how, you know, your dice have mojo. And I'm like, what are you talking about? And he's you've got special dice for things. And some dice are really good at some rolls and some dice are really bad at those rolls. And when dice screw up, whenever they consistently roll, you gotta, he's like, he told me a story. I put one die in the microwave and I put all the other dice in front of the microwave so they could watch. This is what happens.
I understand what you're saying. I mean, I have a certain dice I use with my rarity deck. No other dice gets used with that.
Awesome. It's the 20% cooler die. Is that it?
No, it's purple. It matches the rest of the deck.
Oh, okay. It's the Twilight Sparkle die.
It's purple, and anyway, it's a purple-white deck. It's fairly fun. Very expensive to build that deck, by the way.
Okay. Well, what we did. That's
hi, Mike.
That's what we did last week. We're going to go ahead and cut to another song, and then we're going to hit a retro game, and then we're going to come back and tell you some more stuff.
We're going to hit a retro game.
Some more stuff and things. This is the this is Sweep of the Leg by No More Kings. If you get the reference, then cool. If you don't, we're just going to tell you about it whenever we come back. Yeah. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
And this is Experience Points on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM KSLU.
Welcome back to Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM, KSLU. This is Experience Points. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
That was Sweep the Leg by No More Kings. In case you didn't know, but we both knew, that was a reference to the Karate Kid. Sweep the Leg,
nerds.
Johnny. And if the Cobra Kai didn't give it away, you probably just need to watch. This is the original Karate Kid, like the one back in the 80s. I think it's like 83. Go watch that movie.
If you haven't seen that, what's wrong with you?
They don't have cable and they don't have Netflix and they don't know what good movies are. Mr. Miyagi, you need to know who that guy is.
If you don't know who Mr. Miyagi is, stop listening right now.
Stop listening. We do this in every
show. I think I tell listeners to stop listening to our show.
Stop what you're doing. Go do this other thing.
Come back
and we'll pick it up. You just pause. If you're listening on the radio, download it later and we'll get you the music.
I feel like we probably shouldn't discourage people.
We'll send you the music in the mail. We're going
to
talk about the retro game of the week. This is Super Mario Kart for the Super Nintendo.
Woo!
1992, this game came out in America. It also came out in Japan a little bit before that.
Yeah, of course, because Japan gets everything nice.
In case you didn't know, Shigeru Miyamoto is like the guy behind Mario. He like always does Mario.
In case you didn't know.
Mario Kart is awesome. Super Mario Kart specifically.
Mario Kart's always been awesome.
This is the original.
The OG.
The OG... the original
game?
The original game? Anyway, it had several different cups, several different races, race styles, race classes. I think 8 playable characters, Mario, Luigi, Yoshi, Donkey Kong, Bowser, Princess Peach, Toad. What was it called? The Toad, not the Toads. The Koopa Troopas.
Yeah, Koopa Troopa.
You know, you had all these different guys, all these different people to play. They all had different attributes. They all had different stats. And you know, it's the start of a legacy.
Yeah. Most importantly, Rainbow Road.
Rainbow Road. This is, oh my gosh, Rainbow Road. In case you have not known,
in case you have not
ever had a seizure to Rainbow Road, you know,
stop what you're doing. Go make Mario Kart. Play the level with Rainbow Road.
Oh man, it featured multiplayer. In fact, a fun trivia: this came after the game F-Zero for Super Nintendo was released, and F-Zero is single player. So in Nintendo HQ, they're like, well, you know, what if we did F-Zero but with multiplayer? So then they were like, well, what if we put Mario characters in it? And everyone's like,
love Mario.
Bada bing, bada boom. Hey, it's a Mario Kart.
Hey, look at it. Check it. It's a me, a Mario in the cart.
That was a horrible Italian accent I tried to do. Yours was so much better.
Wow, really?
Anyway, it spawned several...
it's a fairly popular thing even today.
Yeah, I mean, it's
Mario Kart 8
it's aged really well. Like the original, man. You know, if you download an emulator and you blow this thing up,
the original is so much fun to play still.
It's on, and we should say this: it's on the Wii Virtual Console and the Wii U Virtual Console. Yeah, I mean, so it's still existing.
Get it. Honestly,
it's in fact, it just actually came out in Europe on the Wii U Virtual Console. I don't know why it's so late. It's over a year a year late. The Wii U Virtual Console. If the Wii U Virtual Console is different from the Wii Virtual Console, it's not in America yet.
Is it really?
If it is, it came out in the Wii Virtual Console in November of 2009, but it has not made an appearance on the Wii U Virtual Console.
You see, this is why the Wii U is not doing well. I don't own one.
Is this why it's not doing well? I thought it was because of the plethora of horrible games for it.
Everything to do with
it. The fact that you're
it.
Holding a Sega Game Gear.
Which was awesome.
Yeah, but not when you have to have a TV too.
No, that's
as well.
Stupid.
Now, Super Mario Kart, you've had Double Dash, you've had Mario 64 or Mario Kart 64, you've had Mario Kart 7, you've had Mario Kart GP, you've had GPX or GP Deluxe or whatever. There's so many.
I'm about to say, and recently for the Wii U, it's Mario Kart 8.
In case you haven't seen,
which almost made me buy a Wii U.
In case you haven't seen the recent Mario and Luigi meme, it's the Luigi Death Stare meme.
Oh yeah, that was amazing.
That's what came when Luigi passes you up, like he beat you. He looks at the camera and he's like, "Yeah, you know what happened." Like he gives you this awesome death stare, and
time Luigi got that death stare.
Man, Luigi's been getting yanked around. Even Luigi's Mansion wasn't bad. And I think they had a sequel planned, or they released it. I can't remember. It wasn't enough to make me play it. It wasn't enough to make me get the game console at the time either. So
no, well, like I said, I was this close to getting a Wii U, but nah, needed new graphics card.
The
780 GTX.
Sequels aside, that's a nice graphics card.
Oh yeah, it is.
The sequels aside, this game has gotten 94-ish%, 93%, 8.5s, 10s, 5 stars, 5 stars, 10s out of 10s, 10s out of 10s. Tons of good reviews. It's universally agreed to be one of the best retro games out there on several sites that we Googled before we did this.
It's one of the best games, period.
It is one of the best games.
I don't know what jerk rated off that 6.4%. It should be 100% game.
Yeah, well, game rankings is, I think game rankings is like everybody. Like you can aggregate.
Idiot. Oh, I know. It was the guy that kept losing.
It was
kept falling off a Rainbow Road.
So there's a funny little rival mechanic in this game where certain characters will always pick on other characters because of their opposite, like our opposites attract type of mentality. And it's called the rival system. And it's one of the only games to have this type of rival systems where certain characters will profile. It'll some characters just hate on other characters real hard, but...
And then, of course, you have the blue shells, which are non-discriminatory hate.
Right, well, not in Super Mario Kart.
Original.
Blue shells seek out the first person?
The first person.
The lead guy.
Yeah.
And red shells, I got pretty good.
Guy in front of you.
I got pretty good at jumping and, shooting the turtle shell behind me.
Yeah.
Or boosting out of the way. And I know I've won
few
times.
You can beat the blue shell. You have to wait till it gets right above you. It'll spin. And when it spins, if you boost at that moment, then you can... jump out and it'll fall behind you. It's extremely hard to do.
Will it wreck the person behind you?
If there's someone within the blast radius, yes.
Nice. Yeah, so I hate those blue shells. In fact, I think it was on Wii, right? It was Mario Kart Wii
on the Wii.
I imagine that is what caused people to throw controllers. If anyone
broke a lot of controllers, I guarantee
broke
it.
A lot of TVs. Anyway, so that's our retro game, Super Mario Kart SNES. Yay! Awesome classic game, awesome retro game. We're going to cut to
great
another song.
Series, still going on.
Oh, yeah, it's doing its thing. Yeah. We're going to cut to sort of an exclusive, not exclusive, but potentially a world first for...
World first, you heard it first right
certainly,
here.
Certainly experience points first. We've been following iFi Dragons for a long time.
Oh, yeah,
ever since they started doing the Project Atma, which was their Kickstarter over a year ago, and I backed it, and I've been talking to Brian and a few others. Then they hit a little bit of turmoil in the band. You know, every band goes through it where they
creative
didn't know what they were doing.
Differences.
Yeah, well, you know, it's amount of control, how hard do we want to push ourselves, blah, and, blah, blah. You know. They resolved it. They did the album. They changed the name from Atma, which was a working title, to The Near Future, and then they set a release date. They're actually on Vans Warped Tour right now with the Proto Men. I wish
Man,
I
you
could
know how
go.
Bad I want to go back to... Wait, Proto Men is in Vans
Proto,
now?
Proto Men and iFi Dragons.
Oh, my God. Why am I not there?
I don't know. They were in Houston, their first stop, and I was like, man.
I've been there in years to the Warped Tour. Warped Tour is great. It's wonderful fun if you ever get the chance to go. Stop listening to our show. Go to Warped Tour. Come back.
But they released, for their Kickstarter backers, they released, and anyone who pre-ordered the album, they released the first track off the album, The Near Future. It's called No Strings. We're going to play that for you right now. It's
right
a pretty
now.
Awesome song.
That it is.
iFi Dragons always does, like, inspirational music to me. Like, you could listen to it, and you're like, oh, I'm feeling this. I'm that person. I'm the
feeling
person.
It. Isn't that Blink-182
song? That's Blink-182. We're not going to play that, but... you know, you listen to their songs, and you're like, I feel like they're right.
They're
they wrote
so
this song
cool
for me.
Know.
You know,
feeling it.
This is No Strings by iFi Dragon. I'm MG. iFi Dragons. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear,
and you're listening to Experience Points on Southeastern Zone
90.9 FM KSLU.
Welcome back to Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. This is Experience Points, and I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
And that was No Strings by iFi Dragons. Again, potentially world premiere exclusive on the radio show.
World premiere.
Definitely on this show from iFi Dragons. And if you like that stuff, check out iFi Dragons on Spotify, on iTunes. Go to iFiDragons.com, and you can actually like just sign up for their mailing list, and you'll get Kaboom, their entire album Kaboom, for free. It's a download. It uses bits.
uses the bits and the internets and the inner tubes.
Last week we did our E3 show where we talked about what was premiering.
That's always a fun thing every year.
Yeah, well, most of the time. I'm glad. You know what? Hold on. Let me intro it first. We did our E3 show, and we talked about what was happening, but we didn't really have any time to digest it. We just sped through it, and we did a ton of exclusives, ton of non-exclusives, and whatever. This is going to be what we liked and what we didn't like from E3. Now that we've had time to like digest and kind of look over things and kind of form a better opinion, maybe even playing some betas, some alphas, looking at some more videos or whatever... We can nerd out more appropriately and you know with more justification now. So let's go ahead and do that. My instant impression was that I'm very happy that this was not a console premiering E3. Like we didn't have console war type of thing. Like
no, not really.
You know,
right.
Because last year they were releasing the PS4. They were showing them the PS4,
right.
And then they were showing Xbox One. The only thing they didn't
show
is
still waiting on the games.
Right, right. But I mean, you know, as far as like super hype, like hype train, it was all about hardware, and now it's all about games. And we have a ton of games, a lot that are you know cross platform, but we have a ton of games still that are looking really really awesome. So I'm very happy that this is more about content and less about you know clock speed. Which is really
weird for you to say.
I am a hardware guy, but when you look at a game console, at the end of the day, you want excellent quality, you want decent frame rates, and you want to be able to play your awesome content.
Content's what it comes down to.
If there's no content.
Doesn't matter if you have the fastest processor in the world.
Right.
If you're going to be playing Snake, well, okay, bad example, yeah, I could play Snake. If you're going to be playing Solitaire for the rest of your life, no one cares.
Right. It doesn't matter if the cards are in, you know, 3D. That would be pretty cool, I guess. Anyway, so
off topic.
What did we like at E3? What were
you download
your...
Tabletop Simulator? I was telling you about
right
3D cards. It's awesome.
Let's start with Xbox. I don't have an Xbox One.
I don't have any next gen consoles. I'm waiting on a reason to get one. I have a PC, and that's like five gens ahead.
Did you
streets ahead? Even
are you?
I want to like Xbox.
I know you're a big Halo fan. You were a big Halo fan.
I am
anyway.
Still a big Halo okay. fan, and that is what I'm excited about. Not even excited about Halo 5 Guardians. I'm excited about the Halo Recollection in the new engine. Pack.
I would have been happy. I don't know why they didn't do all of the Halos. Like, leave ODST. I don't give a crap about, ODST, but Reach. To leave Reach out, like, I would have,
yeah,
I would rather them.
I don't know why they didn't put Reach in there.
I don't know if it's because.
They have most of them, though, right?
Let's have the numbered ones. So
yeah, one through four.
One through four. They left ODST out.
ODST and Reach.
And Reach. And then that's.
Reach is the best one. They should have redone Reach.
Yeah, they, well.
And maybe they consider it too current.
Maybe,
but like,
I feel like. So there's no backwards compatibility with any of the next-gen consoles,
right.
Ignoring the streaming capabilities of, say, PlayStation Now or whatever.
I still say that's not a bad thing. This is the future. Make way for it.
Right. So if the point of this collection, the Master Chief Collection, was to include games that you can't play on the Xbox One but that you should play, like multiplayer games like Halo and everything.
You know, you bring that up, I didn't even think about
that. They're making a big point to include all of the multiplayer maps out the gate, so over 100 maps from mm-hmm. all four games. But Reach had some of the best maps
and
some
of
the
best multiplayer.
And the best engine. It had essentially the Halo 4 engine before Halo 4. And it's, I don't know, I don't understand the point. It's got to be either a technical thing or maybe a political thing. Maybe it's,
I don't know.
Maybe Halo Reach was the last Halo by Bungie. And maybe there's some
may have
maybe there's some
it,
politicalness
but it
to
was
it.
So
but.
Good. If you haven't played Halo Reach, stop listening to the show. Go play Halo Reach. Come back. We'll be here.
Yeah, I mean, 360s are still sort of cheap. They're like $150 now, I think.
Yeah, you could probably pick one up.
And Halo Reach is only like probably still like $40. But I mean, it's worth it, I think.
Yeah, definitely worth it. So what are you excited about?
So on the Xbox side of things,
yeah, sure.
Crackdown. That was my. You know, everyone was all into Sunset Overdrive, and I'm like, whatever, you know, I don't care about that. Crackdown was awesome. It's that special type of jump around, level your dude up, jump over skyscrapers, be larger than life, and be ridiculous while doing it type of things.
Yeah, absolutely ridiculous.
I really like that. I really liked seeing Ori in the Blind Forest.
That one seems very interesting to me.
It's like made by Studio Ghibli. It's like a Miyazaki
type
game.
Obviously made by Studio Ghibli.
It's not actually, but it looks like it should
be. Wait, are you serious?
Yeah, it's not. Wow,
it's not actually. I thought you mentioned last week that it was, and I watched the
preview.
It's
like super themed. It's super themed, like
okay.
It should be.
It could be made by Studio Ghibli.
And that was
ignore
really nice.
Me. Then I'm giving you incorrect facts.
Other than that, you know, as far it was, and these were released in the Xbox or the Microsoft conference, but they weren't actually Xbox One exclusives. I said I was playing Witcher 2. I'm really excited about Witcher 3 because
you just want more nudity.
Well, nudity. You know what? Nudity and violence in games. There's nudity and violence in real life too. Like all the time. We're doing this stuff in Iraq. Bruce Willis's daughter went around downtown New York brawless.
Yeah, well,
I mean, you know, this is the world we live in. So. It's safer than the Witcher 3's world, I guess, but they were showing some combat, and it's looking awesome, so there's
of course,
all of
excited
that.
About the new Tomb Raider, because reasons.
Yeah, Tomb Raider, you know, I really like the reboot, and as much
at first I didn't like the new one. I will say, it grew on
At
me.
First you were like, and then after that, you're like, In case
pretty
you didn't,
good analogy. Yeah. I don't know, I felt like it was too mopey and stuff, and then, but I don't know, I guess.
Well, it was a reboot.
Yeah.
You had to beat her. They had to beat her into like a pulp of submission.
Wow.
And then you had
how
to like.
How many fanboys have done that?
Ooh, wow.
I don't know.
up next.
Checking
on,
your browser history.
Right. so there was that. You know, I liked the announcement from EA that Star Wars Battlefront is being remade.
I am so happy about that.
I wanted them to. I'm glad they announced it because now we know it's coming.
That's how you know things are coming.
I didn't like the fact that they showed like some CG like dev documentary.
Yeah,
whatever. Because that wasn't really.
I mean,
worth
I guess
it.
Maybe the thought is you know the game already.
I don't know.
I'm making excuses at this point. Yeah. Far Cry 4.
Far Cry 4 is looking pretty good. I was upset they only teased Mass Effect, but they didn't do anything to tease Mass Effect except saying. They played the dun dun dun, the little chimes that Mass Effect 3 was known for, and they're like, "We're working on Mass Effect. We've got people that are working on it, and the people are alive."
Better than the last Mass Effect that I still have to play through.
Yeah,
I've honestly been avoiding it because I love the Mass Effect series.
It's worth it. And you know what?
I guess I'm gonna break down and play it now.
I feel like I'm like the wise man that says, you know, it's not about the destination; it's about the journey. You know, and I do believe that in a lot of things, you know, I hate to get like super philosophical on this show because this show is already serious enough.
I feel like we're way too serious.
Right.
All the time.
So for as serious as we get, I hate to get more serious, but like Mass Effect 3.
It's real.
Mass Effect 3. It's Battlestar Galactica Experience Points Edition.
Experience Points Edition. Man, we should get the cast together from Battlestar Galactica and do a show with them.
If we could do that.
Matt, why are you not making all this happen?
I didn't care about Fable Legends. They announced it, and I'm like,
I'm with you on that.
Cool, man. Really and it's not with Peter Molyneux? Okay, I'm a little more interested, but I'm still like 0% interested.
Let's say, and then you carry the 1 and 0% of 0. There's still 0.
Yeah, 0 from nothing divided by nothing. Nothing's
still nothing. That's Jane, by the way, from Firefly.
I'm gonna go through the, because we had a huge list of Sony press conference stuff. I'm going to just blitz through what I really like about that.
Oh, Little Big Planet 3!
Little Big Planet 3.
I love Little Big Planet. It's one of the best games ever made, ever, period.
I'm going to say it's like a genre. It's like Little Big Planet
says
genre.
It's its own genre. It's a platformer game. Lots of user-created levels. That's pretty much what
almost
it is.
Almost exclusively user.
I mean, there's like
user.
A storyline in all of them.
The story's pretty awesome, too. I'm not going to lie. Like, it's heartwarming. I feel like...
Well, yeah, it's a feel-good game to begin with.
Yeah.
And then, it's just fun to play with friends and drink.
It's Stephen Fry, I think, narrates it, which is pretty awesome. I think it's Stephen Fry. It may not be Stephen Fry at all. Maybe the other really popular British guy on TV.
Wow. So that's the thing.
All right, so Little Big Planet 3. The Last of Us, the fact that it's coming to PS4 is awesome. I wish I would have known that before I bought it on PS3, but I am enjoying it on PS3. So,
that's good.
Will I buy it on PS4? Maybe. It's a single player. Well, it's not a single player game. There's a multiplayer component. I'll probably never play it, but I'll look into it. Grim Fandango being remade for PS4 and PS Vita. I'm really big into the idea of taking games and supporting a cross-buy. The Vita is a fantastic companion to the PS4. It's good standalone.
That would be a good reason to get a Vita.
It's good standalone. It's really good standalone.
Probably the 3DS, but...
It's a different type of...
Yeah, you're right. It's a completely different genre, different market.
Right.
You can't catch all your Pokemon on the Vita.
I've played... No, but... You know, it's like that's an exclusive. Yeah. So you get... If you want to play Pokemon, you're getting a DS.
I am saying that to say, like... The 3DS games are going to be the more happy, kind of loose, casual.
They're going to be more childlike
because
the audience is predominantly, you know, E for everyone or starting at 8 going to, you know, you're not going to feature many mature games on the 3DS because the platform doesn't really cater to that naturally.
Right.
Now, that's not saying that everyone owns a 3DS is like a child. No offense, Bear. I know you're like, what, 6 now?
Yeah, I'm 6.
Yeah, you're 6.
Leap year. What?
That's division, people.
Four out of three people have trouble with fractions.
Right? If you didn't get that, I'm sorry. I'm bad at math, and I got that. No Man's Sky really did it for me. No Man's Sky is, you know, that really awesome procedurally driven.
This is with Infinite Universe.
Right.
That seems like it could be awesome or terrible.
It could be. Well,
I'm not sure.
I hope it's not short-sighted because they have a huge vision, huge scope, and any developer knows scope creep is a horrible, horrible thing, and it should die in a fire. That's what I'm really worried about Star Citizen, in fact, like to get a little more real.
Yeah.
Star Citizen's releasing its stuff and it's feeling good. I play in the Dogfight Arena Commander. It's feeling really good, enjoying it. Yeah.
That's good, man.
I'm worried that it's going to get too big to fail and then it's gonna fail.
And it's gonna fail.
And not like we haven't had that happen in the recent 4 or 5 years, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, Burr Stearns.
Wow, really? We're a financial consultant now?
Well, I'm just saying. I watched this movie with Matt Damon one time.
killing me, Smalls.
So, and of course, the exclusive that we're coming out, Metal Gear Solid isn't exclusive, but Metal Gear Solid, new trailer, that was awesome, even though it was leaked early. Batman Arkham Knight, which looked really, really cool, and is made by Rocksteady.
Which means it may be good again.
Well, you know,
I've not truly enjoyed a Batman game
Arkham City wasn't
bad. Arkham?
Arkham Origins, I'm playing through now, and I'm probably just going to stop because it's not worth it. I don't care.
It really is. I'm a Superman fan, but I also like Batman.
Yeah.
But
apparently you're also defending The Flash. I said something last week, and you were like, hurt over that, but whatever. Anyway, keep going.
you Marvel scum.
Uncharted 4, Ratchet and Clank, and if that didn't get me, all the hardware talk, because I'm a hardware guy, right?
I thought you just said that you weren't excited about the hardware.
I'm excited about the hardware because of the potential that it brings to people that don't own these consoles. The PlayStation TV, the PlayStation Now.
That's interesting.
You can play PS1, PSP, and Vita games on the TV, the PlayStation TV, for $99, the cost of an Apple TV.
I was about to say, you can already play them on the TV if you have a PlayStation 1.
Well, yeah.
That's the point of the console.
True. And it will stream PS4 games from a PS4 via remote play. So if you already own a PS4, you don't have to buy another one just to play it in a different room. And it supports PlayStation Now, which
remote is... Remote Play is becoming a thing that I'm really excited about. Like, Steam even rolled out a Remote Play thing.
Remote Play was a thing in PS3, and it was horrible. It was really, really bad. It was under-realized and oversold.
I believe it's the future, because you're going to have, like, centralized hardware.
There's no reason to buy multiple consoles anymore, multiple of the same consoles.
Oh, yeah.
Why would you, you know? I remember whenever I was outfitting my parents' house, you know, I had a PS3 in my room whenever I was living at home. And then, like, I recommended that they do a PS3 up front because it had a Blu-ray player.
Right.
And that's why people bought PS2s, because not only did it play DVDs, when DVDs were new, you could play these cool games, like Kinetica, which was like the first PS2 game. So I'm really excited at PlayStation TV, you know.
What was it, Shogun?
I hope.
That was fun.
Tenchu, Wrath of the Ninja. I hope it doesn't tank. That'd be nice.
Well, like, so I really think the Remote Play is the future, because you're going to have, like, your centralized hardware. And like you said, you don't want multiple consoles everywhere. And even further than that, once we get an internet infrastructure, like, you'll just be able to, like, rent out space or processing power.
Right.
And not even have to have this super expensive, powerful console sitting in your house.
That's what I'm hoping that PS Now sort of pushes in, you know, streaming PS3 games on a console that no longer has backwards compatibility for it. That's fine. All it needs is the player.
Right.
You know, the beta is actually opening at the end of July, which is awesome. For PS4, at least. PS3 and PS Vita. And get this, some Sony TVs are going to have it built in.
Which is awesome.
Is great. You just go buy a DualShock 3.
Crazy.
Sync it, like, plug it
into
the
port. And the Sony TVs, the Bravias, are great TVs.
Right, yeah, they're really high-quality displays. You know, they're a little pricey, but, I mean, you're getting a Sony, and you're apparently
PlayStation with it, then hey.
I was very happy that this E3 came and went, and there was nothing super crazy. Super undoing. Now, Microsoft did go back on their Kinect bundle. We knew that was kind of coming.
Right.
That they said, oh, yeah, you can buy the console for the same price as just the PS4, which I think is $399 or $299. I think it's $299.
I don't know.
You don't have to buy that $100 accessory. It's not automatically packaged in there. And they're actually patching out, if they haven't already, patching out the requirement for the Xbox One to have the Kinect connected in order for you to, you know, not get that annoying Kinect is not connected message. So that's always good.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I'm saying. Microsoft fixed their mistakes. Now they have to make headway.
Right. Because
now is it too late?
They were playing catch up for a while. And you know what? The cool thing is, there's not a huge amount of games to be lost in on either side.
Which is what Microsoft has going for them.
Right.
Because PlayStation had the opportunity to just close out this
market.
And
they didn't. They have Infamous. They have console exclusive, you know, Titanfall on the Xbox One, Infamous on PS4.
Titanfall is a great game.
Not Crank. I can't remember the name of the game.
Anyway, point is, Sony did not take that opportunity they had when Microsoft had completely fumbled.
But they have better hardware. And admittedly,
last year's E3, remember, I mean, everyone hated Microsoft.
Oh, yeah, because they were coming out after.
And I wonder what happened. Like, there had to be some kind of executive board meeting where people didn't understand gamers.
Well, so,
and demanded,
you know,
a whole bunch of stuff.
The DRM thing, I felt bad when Sony or when Microsoft pulled back off of that, off of all the things they were doing, mainly because if we stay where we're at, we'll never advance. And they were at least trying to change the game. And whether or not that was the right thing or the wrong thing to do, they were trying to change things like DRM or digital games that you know, couldn't trade or whatever. Like, you know, they're making headway. They're trying to make headway. They're trying to make changes, whether it's for them or whether it's for us. It doesn't really matter. They were trying to change something. And by reverting all of their decisions, that just means they can get bullied by you, by me, by Sony, by, you know, anybody else. And there's never going to be someone to step up and change things. For the better, not like the Ouya did. Like,
okay. What is your Ouya anyway?
I think I gave it to Lance. Anyway,
you gave it to Lance.
All right, I let him use it to see what it was.
Don't
about.
Buy Ouya.
No, Ouya is not bad. It's actually
bad.
It's not good. It's actually, I saw one at a what do you call it? Like, you bring like used clothes there, like a Goodwill.
A Goodwill.
Yeah, I saw one at a Goodwill for like $50. We're running out of time, so we're going to cut to the end of the show song, and then we're going to come back and tell you what's going on. This is "And the Songbird Sings" by Dan Bull. It's actually a BioShock Infinite remix. I'm MG.
I'm Redbird.
You've been listening to Experience Points on Southeastern Zone
90.9 FM KSLU.
Welcome back to Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. This is Experience Points. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
And that was And the Songbird Sings by Dan Bull. Pretty awesome stuff from him. We're going to feature him a little bit later on in some future shows. But not tonight. It is the end of the show tonight. We're done.
End of the night yet again.
You know, we
made it here.
Week in, week out, we come in and we do this every 9 to 10.
Because we love you guys.
It's awesome. What else? Where else do you get, you know, all this geek information about games and movies and technology and everything else? Hardware, we're talking
hardware,
about E3.
Software, board games, card games, drinking games.
All types of games.
We need more drinking
Star Wars.
Star Trek.
Star Trek games, Battlestar Galactica.
Battlestar Galactica, it's getting real. Stargate SG-1 up in here.
We have some websites. Bear, what's that website?
That would be exppoints.com. Double tap that P.
We also have social media platforms and stuff. Facebook.com/experiencepoints. Twitter, you can look at us at or follow us at exp_points.
Not hashtag.
You can
hashtag us on Twitter if you
hashtag
want.
Hashtag awesome.
We'd appreciate it.
You can also check out our YouTube channel, youtube.com/theexppoints channel. And if you're curious about our previous episodes or whatever,
you want to
copy all of our if you want to sync our past radio shows, you can do that via iTunes or via Stitcher.
I don't know if that has anything to do with curiosity.
What?
Syncing our shows.
You can.
If you're just curious about our past
If you're curious about it, if you want to hear what happened last week, you know, minus the music, go to iTunes or Stitcher and search for Experience Points Radio Show, and you know,
sync
you'll find
that.
It. You'll sync it. Also, you can just download it straight from the website or listen to it on the website. What's that website again?
Again? exppoints.com. Double tap the P.
You got to double tap that P.
Always double tap the P.
Until next time, though, we're going to leave you with, I guess, two songs tonight.
Because we love you that much.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
We mentioned Daft Punk, so we got to throw some Daft Punk.
We are. We're going to end the show with Daft Punk and then another song. So we're going to have Solar Sailor by Daft Punk.
Obviously.
Off of the Tron. I think this is a remix. This is the Pretty Lights remix.
Nice.
Off of the, I guess, it was already a remix. Like, I feel like
Daft Punk loves to do this. There's going to be like 17 versions of the one song.
Right. So this is the Pretty Lights version of the song.
Pretty Lights.
And after that, this is Absolute Territory from Ken Ashcorp. We actually played 20% Cooler last week by Ken Ashcorp.
Dude.
So
yeah.
This is Absolute Territory. Did you know, I found out what Absolute Territory
means.
You told
me last week after
this
the
is
show.
Crazy. So real talk. Hashtag real talk, people.
Let me take a selfie. I am so sorry. I'm sorry, everyone.
Are we done? You're not going to do that anymore?
No, we're done with that.
So before the show ends, absolute territory is a term used to describe the section of skin between the top of a knee-high sock and the bottom of a skirt, of a mini skirt. So it's that little, like, 4 inches of skin on a woman, I guess. I'm not gonna judge. But, like, the knee-high sock, in between knee-high sock and the bottom of the miniskirt. Look it up.
The skin that pokes out.
It's big in Japan and big
of
in anime.
Of course, it would be Japan.
It's this anime tap thing, but we're going to leave you now. This is Solar Sailor by from Pretty Lights and Daft Punk, and then Absolute Territory by Ken Ashcorp. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
And you've been listening to Experience Points on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM KSLU.